So we are here with Michael Mark, who spoke today about his Cop Out Collective. And so why don't you tell us a bit about how you started the collective, why you started it, how that all came about?
Well, the collective came about from a complex mixture of events. It all really formed July 4th in 2010. I was in Central Park with a friend of mine, and we were celebrating our independence. And he was talking to me about how one time he had been hassled by police officers, and they frisked him and just put him through a painful process for being a teenager, in a sense. And he talked about how he had always wanted to make these shirts with NYPD and bacon letters and a pig's head in the shape of a badge. And immediately when I heard the image, my mind saw it, and it was just so powerful and provocative, and I just decided I had to take that and run with it. And I gave it a little twist, and over time we ironed out the name to Cop Out. It just kind of was one of those things where you're thinking and then it clicks. And since, it's been just an exciting journey, you know.
Great. And what exactly is, like, the goal? What are you trying to accomplish by forming the Cop Out Collective?
So our goal in Cop Out is to help bridge the divide between the policing community and the rest of the communities that exist. So, you know, the graffiti community and the skate community. We want to help bridge that divide and create a better environment for all of us, so there's just less aggravation. As well, in our mission, we want to just create awareness and ensure that a few provisions remain and rights remain accessible, like the ability to capture content of public officials and freely publish that. I think that's an imperative to keeping them accountable.
Great. And in your talk, you mentioned when you were in high school, you graffitied a wall and were in trouble and had to, you know, interact with the cops in a way like that you hadn't had to before. So can you describe that experience again and, like, what happened after that and how it kind of changed your thinking about police?
Okay, so I wrote graffiti in 10th grade, and that was a very short-lived career. I was caught my third time out, and I was caught literally red-handed. The cop asked me why I was doing it, and I explained to him how it was for art and hip-hop culture, and at that moment, he had a paradigm shift, and he no longer saw me as a vandal. Or a deviant. He saw me as just a misguided teenager. And as a result, he kind of put his neck out for me and helped me to connect with the people whose wall it was that I had painted in order to, you know, apologize and repaint their wall and avoid any legal ramifications. And for that, I owe him a great deal. And after that, my father, he really wanted me to go on a ride-along in order to get a better glimpse of their lifestyle, and I did that. And what I found was that the cop lifestyle is actually very fun. It's I see why the cops like it, and, you know, it's like a football team. There's a good camaraderie, and I really understood that feeling, and as a result, it made me see the human side of cops. And so all too often we let our prejudices of cop get in the way of him being a human, and our goal is to all be seeing each other as humans, and just based on our humanity, we're connected.
Awesome. So do you think through your TED Talk, like, how effective are you in getting that message across to other people? What do you hope that they take away from it and do from there?
Well, in terms of effectiveness, I can't really say how effective I was. That's for our audience to determine. And what I want them to do with it. I want them to connect with us at the collective, and I want them to really, you know, represent that they see this need existing and represent the need for awareness and just reaching out. And, you know, we're growing right now, so there's a lot of potential for people to come on board and everything. So my real goal was to just kind of put the collective out to the world here. So I think I did a good job of that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.